Okay, well, good evening, everybody. This is our first time that we're coming back together on our coach huddle. We have been meeting at separate times here for the last few weeks, and so we're coming back together the first of the month to celebrate all the growth and all the wonderful things that have been happening in our big, healthy family as a whole. And so we've brought back in Daniela and Alex and Diane and their whole team, Kim. And so we're going to be talking about a lot of some new faces that are coming into our team. And we're also going to be celebrating some people that have had some rank ups. But as we're getting started here, I wanted to let you know that we might go a little bit longer, maybe closer to 45 minutes or so, maybe somewhere in there. Because we have a lot of new faces and a lot of things to celebrate. And so I wanted to bring on my partner in health. I was going to say crime, but there's no crime here. It's just health crimes. But we got Alex McMillan. It's funny because he and I have been doing this for so long. We were doing meetings before we had video chat, right? Remember back in the day?
Right.
And he's camping. He calls it work camping, and you put them together and you got we're camping. And so he's doing that again. So welcome, Alex.
Yes. Glad to be here. How's the audio coming through right now?
Loud and clear. Yep, loud and clear.
Love it. Love it. So there's, it's one of those things where people kind of think of, vacation and then you got your work. And I've decided to hybrid that and I want to invite everyone else to do that. I'm not saying that travel trailer and camping and fishing is your thing, but David and Terry Miller, who are our integrated presidential directors that help Craig get to where he's at and have helped me and assisted me. They said it's really neat with OptaVia how you can really blur the lines of what travel looks like or whatnot. And so I love being able to partake in that. And I see a lot of you starting to do that now as well. I know Daniela and Nick and Diane and David, I've seen you guys getting a chance to do that quite a bit, and Kim traveling with you too. So this is exciting because of all the growth that's happening and the team is bursting at the seams. So I think we should just jump right in it. I'm excited to be here with you all. Thank you,
Awesome.
Craig. Also, I know we're going to kick some celebrations off, but I'm excited to be able to announce some great things that are happening just overall on the Blanchette tribe, and all of us are a part of that too.
Yep, thank you. So, as you're watching tonight, I don't know how much specific note taking you will be doing, but what I do want you to do is I always have that piece of paper and that pen out because if something somebody celebrates or says makes you think about somebody, that could trigger that thing. Write their name down and then follow up with them. People are important, and when they come to our minds, if we don't write it down, sometimes later we'll just kind of forget about it. And so think of things that personally inspire you or jump out at you that we can then be connecting with other folks. And so I'm going to bring on Kim, and Kim's going to talk us a little bit about celebrating new team members that have joined us in September. So, Kim, welcome.
Yes, I'm really excited that, the band's back together. We get the whole group together, which is fun. So really quickly, before we get into the celebrating the new team members, just curious, since we kind of meet separately for most of the month and we come back together tonight, is there anybody here who's this is their absolute first time being on one of these meetings? I want to make sure. Oh, we got, because how do I need to find out how you say your name? Ksenia? Is that,
It's
I cannot,
Casilla.
what is
Ksenia.
it? Ksenia. Oh, awesome. And then all I know is iPhone, and I'm pretty sure that's not your name. So
That's Bessie.
Betsy, awesome. Ksenia, let's just unmute for just a second again. And can you just let us know who your coach is, where you're from, a little, just briefly here as we get started?
Yeah, sure. I'm Linda Benson. And
Awesome.
I'm 8 weeks on program today and 24 pounds lost. So
Wow.
super excited about
Yay.
that.
Oh, we're
And
so glad to have you here.
thank you. And I think just 1 week as a coach. So
Wow. Awesome. You're in a great place. We love Linda. So glad you're on a great team. So welcome. And Bessie, let's hear from you. Who is your coach? Where are you from? See if we can get you unmuted. There you go.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bessie Costanza. I am about 45 miles west of Nashville, Tennessee. And Dawn Carpenter is my awesome coach.
Oh, awesome.
I've been on plan for, well, I'm in transition now. I lost 70 pounds in 7 months and enjoying health and coaching and life in general. So I'm glad to be here finally.
Wow. Well, welcome, Bessie. We're so glad to have you here. You're in great hands as well. Dawn and Kelly are awesome. So thanks for joining us. I just wanted to welcome you guys really briefly, and we may hear from each of you more later on. But I have the privilege of welcoming new team members tonight, which I'm really excited about. And I was thinking about this. And for those of you that have been around a while, I just want to take a second to pause and recognize the gravity of what we do and how exciting it is that new people are joining us. This week, I went into my back office to invite my whole organization, which that sounds weird to me because when I started this journey, I never thought health coach would be a title of mine because I struggled with my weight for so long. But to even think I could help one person was amazing. And when I went to send out these invites, I realized that I am able to help twice as many people because of people joining me and becoming coaches. I would not be able, I can't even imagine what your numbers look like, Craig, but can you imagine if Craig tried to help all of us on his own? He couldn't do it. So when we have the privilege of welcoming a new health coach, that is so exciting because that means we can help so many more people than we ever could on our own. And so I just wanted to take a pause and just for all of us, just to think about that. It's pretty humbling. So I wanted to bring on Alex. You had a new coach join us recently. Would you like to, I don't know if he's here tonight, but would you like to say a little bit about
Anthony? Yeah, I'd love to. Yes. Anthony is not here tonight because he is on the East Coast and he gets up at 3:30 a.m. East Coast time, which is like just in a couple few hours from right now. So he's sleeping and he'll watch the recording. So here you go, Anthony. You know, it's important that we actually acknowledge that people are watching us, you know, and they hear this. And Anthony came on board from Virginia. I met him on Facebook through following the 3x3 campaign. If you don't know what that is, check with your mentor coach. And just friended someone who had a common interest. We have spiritual interest. We have a health and fitness interest. He's a fairly lean guy, actually about 150 pounds and 5'7", real lean, muscular. And I thought he was an enjoyable guy. I thought he was a family guy, cared about his family. Long story short is we became friends for about a month and a half, just chatting back and forth on Facebook, not business related, not health related. But the interest started growing into how he's touching people's lives in his area and how I am. And long story short, him and his wife were talking behind the scenes and they finally said, you know, you are like just something that we want to do what you do. We want to be able to, work on the road if we wanted to, have some time, money, freedom, and bless a lot of people's lives, find our calling. I said, well, you already know your calling spiritually. I said, but being able to do this job and talk to a lot of people, it is an absolute blessing. And long story short, they've joined on board. They've got about 3 or 4 family members and friends who are interested in what they're doing. And he literally, I think they just, the health coach Kit arrives this week. So he's on program. And so thank you for this opportunity, Kim, to announce Anthony and Angie Tyree from Virginia.
I cannot wait to meet them. That's going to be fun next time. Well, if it's not too late for them to join us.
Yep.
So, Linda, we have already had the privilege to meet just a little bit of Ksenia. But can you help us get to know her a little bit better? It sounds like she's off to an amazing start and I'm excited to get to know her a little bit better.
Yes. Hey guys, I am so sorry that I was late. I just got to California and I left to dinner to make it on here. But you've already seen her a little bit, and Ksenia and I go back to church back in Portland, and we've known her for a while, and she has the heart to serve. She loves people, and she is what I call a dream client, which just means she initiates contact. She shares victories, and she is processing with me the whole time. And she just started coaching, and I have to keep up with her. She's throwing out health assessments left and right. And she is very organized, which I am not. So I am very excited to have her, that element as a part of the team, and just learn from her. And she's a go-getter. She's excited to serve. She loves the mission. She loves people, and she's going to be incredible. So, yeah. And she's up late too. She's on Central Time. So it's, she's got to get up at 4 tomorrow, I think. So I told her, if you want to get up tonight, we'll let you go. So anyway, she stayed up just for our team so I could introduce her. So.
Oh, well, that's even more kudos, because, Senia, isn't that awesome? That so exciting to have new team members, because just like Linda said, it's not just that we, you know, as we bring on team members, we just teach. We get to learn, too. So that's really exciting. I'm excited to see how we're going to learn from you as we go on. But, Senia, is there just maybe one thing that you're most excited about health coaching and the opportunity to help other people?
Oh goodness. One thing, I'm excited about so much, and just even my own process continuing that on. Really just to share, what I've learned. And, I think the program has so much to offer, so much more than any other program that I've tried. And so just the freedom of being able to, reach my goals and, focus on, mental and spiritual health, as opposed to being so like obsessed about what I'm eating or how many hours I'm putting into the gym. So.
I love it. Thank you for sharing twice. And thanks for joining us, even though it's so late. So I think I'm going to toss it over to Craig. I think you're going to talk about new rankups.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, something you just said there, Cassina, that you said the freedom to reach my goals. And I just wanted to camp on that just for a second. Alex taught me this word called Selah. And sometimes when somebody says something that's just profound, you just stop and you just sort of let that sink in. Because we talk about freedom and the freedom to reach my goals. Let that sink in. It's good stuff. Whew, loving it up in here. All right. Thank you for that. That was really powerful. So we've got a couple things that we want to talk about. We have some, we're back, we used to celebrate rank ups and things, and so we're back to doing that. We've got lots of fun rank ups that have happened. And as we get started, I want to give, sometimes people really hear and understand things from a standpoint of just words. I see things in pictures, and so I like to see the spatial, how things work themselves out spatially. So I'm just going to go over a little bit of what it is, what the ranks, we have these titles or ranks that mean something. And it's a whole lot easier to say a rank, but it means something. And so we want to talk about what that means. So I'm going to share a little slide here and just kind of go through a brief overview of how our rank system works. And so basically, you can see that now, I think. So you start out as a health coach. That's when someone purchases their health coach kit. And then when they bring on their first 5 clients and they're able to have $1,200 in frontline volume. So that's, you can, each client roughly is around 350 in volume. And so you can see how many clients it needs to get to 1,200. Well, when you have 5 clients and 1,200 in frontline volume, you're now a senior coach. And so that's a really big deal. Actually, that's one of the first big ranks. We don't want to bring on health coaches because a health coach potentially doesn't have any clients. We want to bring on senior coaches, which means people have decided to coach and are actually coaching. And so senior coach is when you're coaching 5 people, 1,200 in frontline volume. To get to the next rank, you go manager. And that means you've gotten 2,400 in frontline volume. So that it depends on how big each order is, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 clients would bring you at manager. So that's 8 to 10 lives to hit that rank. Associate director, you're just going to add another point, which is another 1,200. So that'd be 3,600 in frontline volume. Director is 48, and executive director would be 6,000. Now, there's one other way that you can actually build ranks. We call it blended ED. For every senior coach you have, it's a point. So you can actually get to executive director with 5 points, doing that some with bringing on clients, some with bringing on senior coaches. And so that's usually the track is to go senior coach, then to go blended ED, and then to go what we call FIBC. And so once you move beyond executive director and you've been able to duplicate by meaning building another executive director, then you go into the coach support leadership ranks where you go regional, national, global, and presidential. And there's a little bit more detail, but that just gives you a rough idea and an overview that it's on a point system, and 1,200 points or a senior coach equals 1 point.
So, Greg, I just want to just take 10 seconds and just say what's really neat about everything is the meaning, and it's really the competency that you gain. When you learn how to support 5 people, it's a different competency than knowing how to support 15 people. And just who you are, there's some time management, there's some mental, emotional growth that takes place in that process. So each one of these ranks, as much as they're just a title, they do represent a certain being that you become and a certain level of allowing things to pass through you. And so you'll get to celebrate that with your mentor coach as you grow. And so for right now, it may not mean much to you. It means a lot to some of us who've been around for a while when we hear someone doing some pretty amazing things because we think of the people and the lives that are being touched. So thank you, Craig, on that.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. So I remember talking to Linda when she hit senior coach the first time, how it was just such a fun time to be celebrated because, it is a title, but it means something and you've built skills. And when you first hit executive director, oh, it's so fun and it's great. You know? So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about people that, what people did to make a shift to achieve a new rank, a first-time rank, or, for example, someone to be able to hit a rank that maybe they haven't hit in a while. And so I wanted to bring on Linda. And Linda's been someone who was a executive director. She worked her way up to there and maintained executive director for many months. And then she got to step into the next stage of her life, which she got to become a stay-at-home mom. And I'm Linda's coach. And so it was fun seeing us build that. And then, so she had a little dip while she was building into this new baby, right? And now she's worked her way back up. And so what I wanted to do with you, Linda, is just talk a little bit about what it means to come back to ED. And the second time is a little bit different than the first time. And do you have some things that you had to push through to make this happen again? Welcome, Linda.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's not okay. I don't have the Wi-Fi password for my auntie's house, but someone once told me that your personal development will never be far behind your business growth. And it's absolutely true. And it was many years that I helped ED, and there's always growth in that. And then you become ready for the next phase and ready for the next learning curve. But having Reagan, you naturally lose momentum on one end because you're gaining on another end. But I realized personally how much stock I put in hitting something that I've set a goal for myself, and how much value I place for myself in accomplishing or achieving that. So I wrapped a lot of my what was important to me in hitting those ranks, which is not healthy, I don't recommend it. But I wouldn't have seen that if I hadn't, I think, if life and probably the Lord both hadn't allowed me to see, ooh, my emotional reaction is really displaying what's going on inside. And so I had to work through getting into action consistently every day, even though I didn't see the fruit of what was going on, and trust the process, trust the mentors, and trust the trainings that I'd had over the years. And it's very true. When you stay consistent and you create the momentum, it will show up, but it doesn't always show up right there. But you have to lean in and stay consistent, even if you don't feel like it. And so that's a new process, is to do something despite not feeling like it. And I probably did it a little begrudgingly sometimes, or with BBC playing in the background, I would do my 3, 3, and 3. Because I was half in, half out, because I was, you know, in the process of learning and growing through that. But seeing the fruit of it in frontline volume and then bringing on some amazing new team members has been really rewarding. But it gave me something to look out for as in the future as well. So
awesome. Thank you and congratulations. She went from manager to ED, like, boom, in 1 month. Like, all this harvest right back to the surface that she'd been planting for quite a while. So that's great. And I know, so we have some people on the line that have hit some new ranks for the first time. I know Randy and Cheryl, we were just talking about you guys, celebrating you reaching executive director, and you have a new senior coach. I don't think she's on tonight, but I wanted you to talk a little bit about that experience and recognize her.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. We do have a new senior coach, and her name is Sharon Green, and her husband, Hal. Interestingly enough, we went through a process of selling our home and buying a new home, and Hal was our realtor. And through conversation, he was introduced to the program, and he and his wife both have been on the program now for almost 3 months. And in the meantime, they became coaches, and now they've been just living life out loud. And people have been coming to them and saying, "What are you doing? You're looking so great." And they have just been doing a wonderful job of sharing the program, showing the benefits. One of the biggest things is not so much just even the health or the weight loss, but the health benefits. And so we're just happy to have them on board and seeing what they're doing, and it's terrific. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just a great couple.
Good job, you guys. And this is your second senior coach, so you're building what we call FIBC, and we'll tell you about that in a little while, because that's pretty great too. So all right, so who else? I know that Cora, you guys have met Cora in the past, and she's brought on her first senior coach, really. And Cora's not on tonight, but I wanted to celebrate her, recognize her, and Terry Drake. And I know Daniela has some, or did you have somebody? I saw you raise your hand.
I have somebody that I would love to have people meet. Shelley is here, and Shelley and her husband are actually working together, and you know, they really jumped in and started rocking it. They both were on program, experienced it, just got really excited about it, and you know, Shelley didn't waste any time reaching out to people. So you know, last month she hit senior coach. This month she's manager. So really excited for her. She has, you know, big dreams for other people and big dreams for the family she loves. And so just super excited to have her with us, reaching people that we wouldn't otherwise be able to reach if she weren't here.
Awesome. Anybody else have a new rank up that you wanted to celebrate yourself or somebody on your team?
Yeah, I have a couple people I'd like to just give massive shout out to. First off, in Diane's camp, you know, Diane has just been turning it on. Diane Thompson, she's sitting on the heels of FIBC. So you're real close to that. But why you're real close to that is because you're finding people who have a heartbeat to serve others. And Diane flipped a switch about 3 months ago and really, really started working the structure, like Linda said. It's not about, it's about knowing what you want and going for it consistently. And her and her husband, David, made a commitment to freeing her time up to do that. And they've been traveling and doing all kinds of cool stuff too. So it's not like they're just working and not doing fun things. And, you know, Kim Pelham, who's on with us tonight, congratulations on senior coach and now bringing on people who are going to move into coaching with her team. That's awesome. We see you. We feel the massive momentum there. The Oak Harbor area is on the Whidbey Island. Man, that island's about ready to light up. And I know that Kim, you're in Everett and you met Diane through just networking, but you've got someone else, Diane, over there, Eric. He's not on tonight, but if you watch this, Eric, we see you, man. You're fired up. Busted past senior coach, right to manager, right? Like, it's like the guy just said, forget that, you know, because he wasn't thinking about a rank. He was thinking about people. And he has the bandwidth to do it because he knows the people and they've been watching his journey. How did it happen? He's living his life out loud, like was shared earlier by the other folks on Craig's team and Don's team and Carrie's team. And really, Eric, we see you out there touching people's lives, man. So welcome to Manager and beyond there. I want to give a massive shout out. There's more people, but let me just say this. Craig, welcome back. Welcome back, buddy. Welcome back to Global Director, my friend. You guys, I'll tell you what. Global, we talked about this. These ranks, what's the big deal with the title? Nothing. It's the competency. You can build something a certain way and then realize there's a certain way to go about doing it. And I just want to welcome you back. Craig, do you want to give us a little shout out of what you had to reorganize? Because Global Director, I'm just going to say this, Craig probably won't say it himself, means you're helping thousands of people through your team is what it means. And Craig helps, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but he's got over 9,000 people, I think, or more that his life has touched because he decided this. So Craig, you want to give us a little look into moving into leadership like that?
Yeah, it's been close to 500 coaches and it just went over 10,000 people. And that's all of you guys too. That's all of the people here. That's, you know, that's the family tree right there. And it blows my mind. But it had been a while. You know, I had almost all the EDs that I had, half of them didn't make it. So I had to rebuild the team and rebuild that ED structure. And I started working and partnering up with Troy Drollinger. We started working on some basics. And it's been interesting when you build something a certain way and then you realize it's kind of shaky. And so it takes a while. It took me 14 months actually to get back to Global. I was basically integrated national for the last year. And Troy dove in the last week of the month and said, "Hey buddy, I think we can do this month, not next month." Cause we were shooting for next month. And we leaned into it, and Martin and Lynn Ann and wow. And Linda, and I mean we were after it. And I'm telling you what, here's a crazy number. Okay, oof, gets me kind of choked up. So our team. So this is the whole. When you talk about group volume, there's in your office of motion it says GV. That means from you and everybody that your lineage has touched. Okay, so this is all of you guys, $719,000 in volume. Okay, so I did the math on that.
And that's in 1 month. Yeah. Yeah. That's not an annual number. That's one month.
That's 1 month. And so I did the math on that. I took 719,000 and I divided it by 300 because that's a rough idea for each client. 2,900 people just last month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that are on a mission to get healthy because of our team. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And that's a new record, by the way, by about $80,000. So
yeah. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, just where some of you guys are going, like, well, I don't understand how Global works. Don't worry about it. What you do understand is that Craig didn't understand a thing about what that meant, nor did he have the competencies when he first started as a health coach to do what he does now. It's one step at a time. It's helping one person at a time and teaming up there. So I do have a couple others, Craig. So are we cool
I've
with that?
I've got a couple that I want to dive in and
yeah, let me just give a quick shout out here because this is a big deal. Okay, I just got to celebrate this woman, Daniela Carulli. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Fully Integrated Business Coach. You so deserve this because of your hard work. But beyond that, I could say the word, but your perseverance and personal growth. So do you want to share a little bit about what this has meant for you and what it's taken for you to break into this little new spot for you?
Yeah, well, lots of beyond the comfort zone, right? that's for sure. But I think, you know, I'll echo what Linda said before. It's really about getting outside of ourselves and developing personally in a way that allows us to touch more people. And we can lock ourselves into our own prisons, if you will, so that we can't be free, and then the people that we know or could potentially touch can't be free. So I guess, you know, if I were to say anything, I have really learned to, and not by myself, okay? It's through a lot of people pouring into me. You know, Alex, you, Craig, Kim, you're my partner in, crime comes to mind, but it's partner in health, I guess, really, because, you know, we bounce back and forth with each other a lot. You know, Kim, you ask hard questions that help, they help me grow. And you know, Kim's one of my coaches. So to me, that just exemplifies that it doesn't matter the position. It matters working together and helping each other grow forward, fail forward, laugh forward, cry forward, whatever it takes. And just moving past ourselves so that we can touch others. So thanks, Alex.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to also say, you know, just a massive shout out to Diane Thompson, you know, for being the business coach who, you know, introduced the program to you and, you know, put this in front of you. And I would also, and I'm not saying this is for you, but I think Diane lighting a fire under herself has helped all of us get after it again too, right? It's encouraging. So good.
So I've a couple people that I've seen and I've been personally connected with, even though I'm not personally mentoring. I've been talking with Alex quite a bit about this as well. And, whew, man, it's quite a night, isn't it? Whew. Got the waterworks going here. But Debbie, I see you. I see what you're doing. And I see how much you're growing as a person and where you started. And then I see it's not just affecting you physically, but it's affecting you spiritually. And I know we've had some conversations recently about that. And it's affecting the way that you're interacting with the world around you. And I'm so glad you didn't quit, that it was hard. And you said, okay. And you said, I just got to learn some more stuff. And so I'm just so thankful to watch you grow and how you're growing and how we're affecting people. So good job, Deb.
I can't talk. Thank you. I didn't expect that. And it's changed my life. So I don't know what to say. I didn't expect this. So you guys have changed my life, the whole group. And helped me find myself health-wise, and like Craig said, I shared that spiritual health, and that's part of health, is to be connected to something that anything that makes, you know, and I choose mine to be God and Jesus, and so just thank you. I mean, and it has been tough, and there's times that Alex has totally stepped up and helped me, and you guys have always been there for me. All the ladies in this group, everybody has been extremely supportive. And yeah, I just keep, you know, I made a decision to do this, and there has been a lot of times in my life that I have given up on stuff. and given up on myself. And I feel like I gave up on myself when I did that. And damn it, this time I'm not doing it. I want to help people. I want to serve. I get the what I get from it. When I give, what I get back is twice as much. And that's not why I do it. But it just feels so darn good to watch somebody change their life and get their life back like I am. It's, you know, God put you guys in my life for a reason. And so thanks for letting me share. So yeah, thank you.
I have one more shout out too. And I know that Amber's in a different time zone, but Alex and I were talking about you as well. And so when you watch this, I see you, you know, your heart, when I've talked to you, you're just so deliberate and you're so intentional with the way that you work and it's deliberate yet personal. You have this fun mix between those two things. And I've seen you bringing people into calls and doing three-way calls with Alex and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to celebrate you and what you're doing to build this family. And I feel like a really proud grandpa right now, like a great, great grandpa to many of you guys.
Oh, so good. Wow. Well, I'm not sure who else wants to give some shout outs. I just have a couple of last ones that I want to go and feel free to jump in. Eileen, I just want to say, I love that you are just on it, girl, that you just stay plugged in. I know your heart is to jump back in the swing with new grandbaby Roman competing for all your love and passion. But I know your heart is big enough to give to others. And I know that you've got the new health assessment that we've been practicing. And just, you know, don't forget, you've got about 9 people right now whose lives have been changed because you have stepped up. And there's many more I know that will follow suit in that regard. So just love being on this team with you.
Thank you, Alex. I am so excited for you guys. I mean, I'm being re-energized because really I've been kind of out of it for the last month, being up in Seattle with my grandkids up there. And then as soon as I land here in Sacramento, I have to take care of this other baby. I mean, I love them and they're important in my life, but, I can see the growth in you guys, not just growth in your business, but in your attitude, your positivity, and changing people's lives. And I'm finding that out now just by thinking of one of my clients that Craig has helped me today, stepping in for Alex, is just to listen to this one client. And it's the same thing for all of you guys, is this one client is on a mission. She is doing it by herself and she is trying to connect with all of us too. She does, her name is Terry, Terry Garbia. And she's getting ready to travel and stuff, but she's going to carry her stuff with her. And she's just inspiring me because seriously, I'm sure you guys have thought the same thing. That's what I'm going to say. It is sometimes I'm like, I'm going to just drop out of this, forget it, you know? And people like her keep me in the program. I mean, she's almost 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I, in my mind, I'm saying, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. And so I'm right back on board. I'm right, you know, today's a new day. Tomorrow's, I just don't want to give up. And I need you guys there to just hold me up. And we need to hold each other up and just, you know, yeah, I like the idea about the money. It gets confusing about all these different, you know, titles and stuff. But I love how Craig and Alex have said, but these are people. It's not the money. It's the people that we're helping. And by helping these people, we're helping ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it okay if I jump in for one more little shout out? Because I sorely miss this and I should never have, but I really just want to say that Diane, oh my gosh, thank you for walking into our office and bringing the entourage with you, because had you not been brave enough to say, hey, we're going to go do this, I wouldn't be here, and neither would the people that, you know, come with me. So I did not by any means miss that in my heart, but I did miss saying it, and so I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Daniela. We've had so many conversations, and those are what I always hang on to. You know, the one thing I was really realizing as you're all speaking, you know, when I was in private practice doing a nutrition business, I was out there all on my own, and I wasn't making any impact in the world. And I just realized there's such a parallel between that and being on a health journey. Right? And so pretty heartwarming to know that we have each other here to support each other. And that's what Daniela and Alex and Craig and Kim and the new Kim Pelham, that's what we're doing. We're supporting each other and impacting others. I can't think of a better thing to do. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Oh my goodness. I just, this is going to be interesting because it's been a long time since this guy and I have connected. But I just wanted to say how encouraged I am, Craig, when you were sharing about Martin and the growth he's had. Who's the gal? Lynn Ann? Is that her name, Martin, that you've been working with? And just Martin's like, he doesn't talk much. But when he does, it's good stuff. And this is a man who has just I think you've been a coach slightly longer than me or just about the same. I can't remember how long it's been, Martin. But I just want to say I'm so glad that we're still brothers in this together, buddy, and that we're still plugging along. And I can't wait to share a room with you again if we ever get to do that again soon.
Yeah, it's been fun watching Martin working with Lynn Ann. And she's just blossoming, and I know you'll have a few words to say. But Martin's back at ED again.
Right? I know you've been bragging on him, so yeah. I love it. Yeah, you've been talking. He talks about you behind your back when he gets all excited about you. He's like, Martin's on fire. He's doing it.
Yep. Any words of wisdom, my friend?
Me?
Yes.
Oh. Sure. So when you're preparing to go to work, or when you are looking to increase your skills, practice like you are number two. But when you're in the heat of competition, compete like you're number one. Mm. Which basically means compete as if you're already there. Don't feel you are a lesser opponent than what you're offering.
I love it. Because if I'm practicing like I'm number two, I'm going to work my butt off to be number one. And when I'm competing, I don't see myself number two. I'm number one, so I'm going to hold my spot. I'm going to go for it because I'm the champ. And this is touching people's lives we're talking about here. This is not giving up on them. This is, yeah. Mm. Love it.
And he's been coming alongside Lynn Ann. Lynn Ann's helping her son right now. And we were like, Lynn Ann, what do you want to do? And she's like, I want to help people. And she just didn't have this belief. And now she's discovering this belief inside her and figuring out how Facebook works and how just a lot of these different things work. And she keeps texting us every day. So-and-so, I'm talking to so-and-so. And she's like, she's starting to believe that she's actually a health coach and can help people. Do you know how awesome that feels? Like for reals, when you're like, I got skills, like seriously, I'm helping people. Can't wait to see how she ends up at the end of this month. So, well, we are about 49 after. I wanted to toss this out. If you guys had somebody that hasn't shared as a comment or an encouragement that you want to toss it out. And then we're going to close up our celebratory meeting here that we're going to do at the first of each month to celebrate our team. I know that Christina, you had your hand up here. Let me unmute you. Hi, Christina.
I do. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm driving, so it's really cool that I can be in a car and at a meeting at the same time. It's like double whammy, and I like it. Anyways, I just wanted to say that it's really awesome to work with a team like I have in all of you. I don't even know if my personal, I think my personal growth is beyond my business growth right now, but that's okay because that's where I'm at and that's where I'm like, I feel loved there and I haven't felt that way ever in my life. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you who have just shared your heart and it's not like I became your coach for the second month in a row and I'm afraid. You guys are helping me not be afraid of getting past myself and going where I haven't gone before. So I just wanted to say thank you guys very much.
Good job. Yeah, she broke up a little bit there, but Christina hit senior coach 2 months in a row now. And she says, I'm bored. Let's go for manager. I'm like, okay, let's go for manager.
Yeah, let's go big. I don't want to go home, so let's go big.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good job, Christina. Good having you.
I love you guys a lot.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm on fire to want to celebrate this next month with you all with new family members on the team and see more shout outs. Who's feeling a little bit like it's time to get after it in a positive way, not in a pressure negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Feeling it. Yep. It's good.
So as we're closing up here, if you thought about somebody, maybe somebody said something that sparked somebody in your mind, write their name down and make sure you connect with them. If you find that you're not where you want to be, might be maybe a little bit stuck, this is the time to send a message out to your support team. Say, I'm feeling a little stuck. And if you know why, well, then let us know. If you don't know why, then we'll figure it out. But make sure you send a shout out to your support team. And I want to get into the rhythm of every time we're done that we reach up. We want to just get in the practice mode of saying high five to our coach. Hey, coach. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for this. I need some of that, right? Just get used to it because I'm telling you what, if you master that skill, you're unstoppable. Seriously, you're unstoppable. So thank you all for what you've done. And it's just such a sweet month. Me being able to achieve global, seeing a lot of you guys achieve ranks, some for the first time, some for returning to those ranks. And it's really, I mean, I actually am a grandpa now in real life. I got this gorgeous little 2.5-month-year-old girl, and she's so fun. And it's so much fun to kind of be your health grandpa and to see you guys growing and all you guys helping people and doing hard stuff and just overcoming these things. So thank you for staying with this. And thank you for all the work you guys do in the lives that you're changing.
Quick, I just got one last shout out. This is to everyone who's suffering through something right now, whether it's family, relationship, money, mental, emotional, whatever it is, spiritual. I don't want to get into it, but I'm going through a lot myself. Keep me in your prayers, just with family and stuff. But why I said that to you is because some people think your life is all good, right? Like all good. It is all good, but it's not always easy, right? Mm-hmm. And yet we show up for each other. So I don't want you thinking everybody on here is doing great, but you are the only one who's going through something and you know who you are. Like this is literally, I'm going through one of the hardest things I've ever gone through in my life right now. And I'm literally the most positive I've ever been. Going through one of the hardest things, and it's taken me leaning into people like this team, getting some coaching myself, mentor wise, and my heart is in the right place, and I'm taking the actions. The times when I feel the most frustrated and the most angry or the most upset is when I know there's something I could be doing, but I'm not doing it. And I get more information, but I'm not doing that either. And I just want to encourage, if you want to start feeling joy in the journey, even though you're going through some tough stuff, do what you know the next step is and get some accountability and encouragement.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
That's all the difference. You got it.
That's really great stuff. Okay, guys.
You guys are all rock stars, BTW rock stars.
Thanks, Christina. We will see you guys in about a month, all the whole team back together, and let's bring some new people in here. We got a pretty good family going here. It's got some pretty good healthy family dynamic. Yep. So we'll see you guys in about a month, and thank you guys for all for showing up and being part of this. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Later.